Sullivan is a 6'1 senior. He's averaging 7.8 points per ball game. Gabriel Boxa, Boxa 6'5 and a junior. Brady Snitzer, a 6-foot junior. He averages 5.8 points per game. Nolan Beckert. Beckert is a 6-foot senior. Trevor Tesarek. Tesarek, 6-foot junior, 6.2 points per contest for Coach Parker Trumbull and the Lords Knights. As we said, they are 1-5 on the season. Dalton, I'll let you take a look at the Johnson Brock starters.
Starters for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they'll start with Sloan Pelican. He's a 5'9 senior. Cameron Dollinghouse, he's a junior standing at 6'2. Brody Kaler is 6'2 sophomore. Kason Dollinghouse will go tonight, 6'2 junior. And the 6 foot senior underneath the hoop is a Leighton Behrens.
So with that good news that Kason Dollinghouse will go, if you're wondering what we're talking about, he suffered a sprained ankle yesterday in practice, and there was some question this afternoon as to whether he'd be able to play or not. I saw the trainers over there working on his ankle and getting it all taped up. He was warming up and running layups. Didn't look like he was all of himself there, like at 100%, but he's sure out there trying to get it out.
I saw him walking, too, and he had a little bit of a limp, so we'll see if he's on a restriction.
Well, if he's not able to go, we will see Chase Van Winkle will be the first one off the bench.
I think he's going to go. His warm-up is off like for the 5 starters like he is going to go, but we'll see.
Well, that means that the 3 leading scorers will be on the floor. Brody Kaler leads the way thus far on the season after 8 games. Kaler has 100 points. He's averaging 12.5 points per ball game. Camden Dollinghouse, 91 points on the season. That averages 11.4 per contest. And Kason Dollinghouse, 88 points on the year, averaging 11 points per game over the first 8 contests
of the season.
You bet. We're going to have the introduction of starting lineups over our public address system, and then we'll be ready to tip it up. So we're going to step aside for a 1-minute timeout. We'll take a 1-minute break and be back with the opening tip here on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I want to remind you that we'll have more high school basketball coming up for you later this week. On Friday night, January 5th, I'll be traveling out to Odell, Nebraska with the Sacred Heart Irish for a girl-boy doubleheader. Sacred Heart and the Diller Odell Griffins, girls and boys, a doubleheader. That's coming up this Friday night. Then next week, it'll be the Mudecas Basketball Tournament in Beatrice. Those pairings won't come out, I don't think, until tomorrow evening or even maybe perhaps Thursday, but we'll wait until we get those pairings, and then we'll be announcing the games that we'll be covering. We'll let you know as we get into that. Ready to jump it up, and here is the tip. And it's going to be controlled by the Knights. Coming down with the basketball is Becker. Becker comes to the right side with his pass to Poppleton. Poppleton feeds into the corner, right wing, Snitzer. Snitzer all the way around, back into the corner, deep baseline left side is Snitzer with the basketball in the paint. Driving, laying up, and got it. Nolan Beckert. Beckert gets the first 2 points of the ball game. Took in the pass from Snitzer and took it in for the lay-in. 2-0. Lords Knights on top. Johnson Brock with the basketball now. This is Leighton Behrens. Finds Sloan Pelican. Pelican looked inside for Kaler. Here's a 3 from the right side. Up and good. Camden Dollinghouse opens the scoring for Johnson Brock and nails a 3 from out of the right wing. No wear and tear whatsoever on the rim there. That was nothing but nylon. Opening minute of play, down quickly. For the Knights with the basketball, they come to the right side. Poppleton feeds it inside the paint. Nowhere to go for it on the baseline for Tesarik.
3 seconds.
3 second call in the lane. A turnover gives the ball back to Johnson Brock. Opening minute here, 7:02 to go first quarter. Johnson Brock with a 2-0 early lead. And here come the Eagles down court to set it up. Camden Dollinghouse to Sloan Pelican on the near side. Pelican, a cross court pass. Kason Dollinghouse launches a three, up and good. Well, that doesn't look like a man with a bad ankle. Kason Dollinghouse, Camden Dollinghouse hit their first threes, each one of them on the night. 6-2. Here's a three put up by Lord Central. They can't get it. Fast break the other direction. Kason Dollinghouse decides to hold it up. Gives it up top. There's Brody Kaler for three. Got it. Wow. Johnson Brock has hit their first three-point attempts. And they've got 9 quick points on the board.
Yeah.
All right. Now to set the offense is Brady Snitzer. Snitzer gives the ball back to Poppleton. This is Miles Poppleton. His turquoise shoes that he's got out there, those don't exactly match up with the rest of this Lord's uniform. Poppleton on the left wing, lobs it underneath. Ball stolen away. Kason Dollinghouse with what we'll call the interception. Dollinghouse brings the ball down court himself. They're going to give him an open look for three, and he rimmed it off that time, couldn't get it. And the rebound to Trevor Tesarik. Tesarik is going to push it down on a fast break in a hurry. He's picked up defensively by Sloan Pelican in the man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. Working the ball at the top of the circle, Brady Snitzer over to Beckard. Beckard back across to the near side to Poppleton. In the paint, trying to move toward the hoop. They feed it to the baseline right side. Ball stripped away, then tipped out of bounds. Uh-oh. Kason Dollinghouse limping just a little bit as he tipped that ball. It looks like he's okay.
If I was Coach Dollinghouse, I'd watch how he moves out there.
Trying to walk it off here right now. Van Winkle, I'm sure, waiting in the wings here if he's needed. At the free throw line, dribbling is Tesarik. Across to the near wing. Poppleton inside on the baseline. Now a tie-up down there. Doing a good job.
Nice defense there from Leighton Barron.
Yeah, Barron's reached right in and tied up the man trying to drive the baseline. And then Johnson Brock will get the basketball.
Barron's the outside man there by Boxlet and gets his hands in there and causes a turnover.
5:15 to go first quarter. 9-2. Johnson Brock on top into forecourt. Camden Dollinghouse gives to Sloan Pelican at the free throw line. Finds Kason Dollinghouse inside Barron's. Kicks it to the corner from the right side corner. Oh, knocked all the way to the floor over there was Camden Dollinghouse. I think Camden's going to get a chance to shoot 3 free throws here.
Foul is on Miles Poppleton, his first personal first team for the Knights.
Awful lot of contact there as Camden Dollinghouse launched that three-pointer. He got knocked to the floor. Coach Parker Trumbull up wanting an explanation. Not much of an explanation needed on what happened there. Camden Dollinghouse shooting three. The first one is up, bounces off the back of the iron and comes back at him. He'll have another attempt here. 5:02 to play first quarter, 9-2. Johnson Brock out to an early lead. Camden Dollinghouse, free throw is on the way, up and good. Camden and Kason Dollinghouse, twin brothers, sons of Coach Lucas Dollinghouse here.
Yeah.
Kason with a bad wheel here after a...
Van Winkle just checked in for Kason.
All right, Camden Dollinghouse at the line for his third shot. It's up and good. He got 2 out of 3. He's got 5 points, and the score now is 11-2. The lead is 9 for Johnson Brock. This is Brady Snitzer into forecourt. Snitzer to the left side. Honeysuckle in the ball game now. Honeysuckle is checked in. Boxa, right wing. Again comes to Beckard with it. Inside, turnaround shot. Oh, we got a foul before the shot's put up.
Foul is on Chase Van Winkle, his first personal first team for Johnson Brock.
All right, they'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Brady Snitzer to trigger it in. Snitzer finds Boxa with it. Now this is Beckard with a fall-away jump shot that's up and off no good. Rebound for Johnson Brock. The other direction comes Camden Dollinghouse. Off to Sloan Pelican. Dollinghouse for three. Up and good. They're apparently just going to let the Dollinghouse boys have that open look. Nobody around. No
I don't think I would give them an open look, but that's just me.
No defender there. 14-2. The lead is 12 early in the ballgame. 4 minutes, 18 seconds to play in the first quarter. Johnson Brock has opened up a lead very quickly in this contest. Trying to get something going now offensively. Sage McLaren, ball stolen away. Dollinghouse down court. Van Winkle. Oh, Van Winkle got hammered. Kicks it across to Dollinghouse. Open look, three from the corner.
Man.
That's a two. His throw was on the line.
He was behind the backboard on that one.
Yeah. Timeout taken with 3:57 to play here in the first quarter. 16-2. Johnson Brock with the early lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Now the ball to Brady Snitzer. Snitzer brings it across the timeline to set it up now for the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Snitzer looks over toward the right side for Picard. Picard holds the ball. Becker, that is, I'm sorry. From the right wing, a three is up and off, no good. The rebound to Sloan Pelican. Pelican out to Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle quickly down court. Hands it up to Brody Kaler. Again, finds Sloan Pelican in the paint. Now Van Winkle off to Camden Dollinghouse for three. This one's off the rim, but Pelican is there for the rebound. Sloan Pelican pulls down the board, and he has the ball standing in the corner on the right side of the basket. Back to Van Winkle between the rings, top of the circle. 3 second violation is going to be called. They got caught in there for the Eagles. You got a score for it.
Yeah. Creighton Blue Jays get the win over the Georgetown Hoyas, 77-60.
Big win for Creighton tonight.
Yeah.
17 points.
It's good for them to get back on track.
Here at 16-2, Johnson Brock up by 14. We haven't played 5 minutes yet. 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Lob pass inside, stolen away, Camden Dollinghouse. He's looking down court for the fast break. Van Winkle, Sloan Pelican. Pelican takes it inside, and he's going to be called, I think, for traveling. Sloan just couldn't quite get the dribble down to the floor, and it'll turn it over. Now into the ballgame for Johnson Brock comes Austin Meyer. Checks in for Leighton Behrens. Town court, into forecourt to set it up. Brady Snitzer comes on the attack offensively. Comes to Beckert. Ball tipped away inside. Grabbed back up by Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle between the rings, top of the circle. Around the horn to the right wing it comes. McLaren. No way to go. McLaren lobs inside. Ball stolen away. Coming up with a steal for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler. Kaler down to Sloan Pelican. A cross-court pass. Camden Dollinghouse driving layup. Dollinghouse went in for the layup. He got hammered. He'll be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
See the fouls on here. I think it's on Gabriel Boxa, his first personal second team for the night.
So at the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse. He has made 2 out of 3 tonight so far. This shot is up and in and out of there. Now 2 for 4 from the line. He does have 10 points already in the ballgame in double figures here, and we haven't even played 6 minutes. Camden Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. Takes aim, launches this one up, and it's good. First one was to find the range. The second one, he put her down. 17-2. The lead is 15 for Johnson Brock with 2:17 to go still in the first quarter. Central Catholic with the ball. Bob Honeysuckle on the left wing. Finds McLaren. Ball stolen away by Pelican. Down court they come. Here's Van Winkle to Dollinghouse. Back up to Pelican. Open look three. Pelican got it. Sloan Pelican with his first three-pointer. Johnson Brock is shooting lights out from three-point line tonight.
That? That's five threes.
Yeah, five threes already, and we've only played 6 minutes. 20-2, your score. Johnson Brock dominating early in the ballgame. With the ball is Beckert. Beckert feeds it inside, trying to move toward the basket. Was Boxa. I believe he's going to be fouled, though. Who are we going to get on this one?
Fouls on Camden Dollinghouse, first personal, second team for the Eagles.
Wholesale substitutions. Oh, my, look at this. Blue Ox is in. Jaeger Haig is in. Ben Chance is in the ballgame. They're kind of sweeping the bench here. Top of the key. Pass comes up top now. Holding it is Henry Bommert. Pass is tipped away out of bounds. Bommert was looking over on the left side here for Tesari. Ball got away, went out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's possession with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. 20-2, Johnson Brock with a dominating performance here thus far. Hayden Gravatt into forecourt. Gravatt to the right side. His pass goes to Garrison Bowie. Bowie comes up with it to Austin Meyer. Meyer left side, Gravatt. There's Brody Kaler for three in the top of the key, and Kaler's got his second three-pointer. That's 6 3-pointers here in the first quarter already for Johnson Brock, and they lead by 21 now, 23-2. And, boy, Lord just hasn't been able to find any offense whatsoever. Cesarek on the dribble, guarded out here by Camden at Dollinghouse. Cesarek backs it back out. Bombert come out to try and set a pick point, couldn't get the job done. Now Miles Poppleton. Poppleton with those aqua-colored blue tennis shoes. Poppleton has the ball tipped away and then stolen. Brody Kaler driving, went up for the, was going to be a stuff, and he got fouled. And the foul, I'm pretty sure, is going to go on Poppleton.
Kaler was going to try and go up and slam that one home.
Miles Poppleton is going to get called for the foul, his second personal. Team foul number three on the night. And at the free throw line will be Brody Kaler. Kaler with 6 points on a pair of threes so far. Here, shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's short. Bounced off the front of the rim and came back to it.
He's got the legs to go up and try and dunk it, but not for free throws, I guess.
Bob Honeysuckle back into the lineup now. Here's Chase Van Winkle in for... Camden, I think. Free throw is up and good. Brody Kaler gets one of two. He's got 7 points now. And with 39 seconds to go in the quarter, it's 24-2. Total domination by Johnson Brock here in the first period here at Nebraska City. Right side corner. Long three from the corners up and off. No good. Rebound Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to bring the ball down court. Here comes the sophomore. Feeds it to the left side to Van Winkle. Van Winkle flips it down into the corner. Baseline deep right side. Garrison Bowie. Now here's Kaler again for three, and again he hits it. Brody Kaler with 3 3-pointers in the first quarter. He's in double figures, has 10 points. Ken Dollyhouse also in double figures. Coming down to the final second, fourth shot goes up, low fall, and after one quarter, Johnson Brock up by 25 points, 27-2. Your first quarter score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Lord Central Catholic High School. We move into second quarter action. Johnson Brock up by 25, 27-2. And in the second quarter, Knights have the first possession of the basketball. Nolan Beckard with the ball at the top of the key. Beckard dribbles into the right side of the paint, has the ball tipped away, got it back, dribbling between defenders, puts it inside to his teammate. Here's a shot that's up and off, doesn't go, but we've got a whistle and a foul, and we're going to send Henry Bomber to the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Fouls on Kaysen Dollinghouse, his first personal, first team for the Eagles.
All right, at the line, shooting two. The first one is up, and he got the roll and got it to fall. Henry Bomber gets the third point of the night for the Knights. Here with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Bomber's second free throw is up. It's good also. He hit them both, a pair of free throws. Moves our score to 27-4 now. The lead is 23 for Johnson Brock. Here comes Camden Dollinghouse. Gives off to Sloan Pelican. Pelican, a cross-court pass to Behrens. Now dribbling is Kaysen Dollinghouse for a little floater. Couldn't get it. Got his own rebound. Reverse lay-in. Follow shot by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Up and good for Johnson Brock. Back to a 25-point lead. 29-4. Nolan Beckert feeds it underneath to his teammate on the baseline right side of the basket to Sarek. He can't go anywhere with it. Tesari clears it back to Bob Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle looks to Tesari again. A cross-court pass around the horn into the corner to Blue Ox. Blue Ox dribbles between the rings to the top of the circle. They're just working the ball around the outside of the three-point perimeter here. Now trying to penetrate in and putting up the shot is Bob Honeysuckle. He's going to draw the foul, and Honeysuckle will be at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul is on Leighton Behrens, his first personal second-team foul for Johnson Brock.
Bob Honeysuckle to shoot two. The first one is on the way. It's up, and it is off. Couldn't get it. He'll have a second shot coming here. Honeysuckle, a 5'11 junior. Looks to the hoop. Second shot is up. He got that one. One out of two. Knights are now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points as a team. They trail 29-5. Sloan Pelican has the basketball for Johnson Brock across to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Looking for Behrens in the paint. Now Brody Kaler for three. Got it. And Johnson Brock is just pouring them in. For Brody Kaler, that is his fourth three-pointer here in the first half.
They have 8 as a team.
8 three-pointers so far for Johnson Brock. Wow. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Trying to find some offense are the Knights. Bounce pass into the corner. Trying to penetrate into traffic. The defense is there. Nowhere to go. And finally falling to the floor and traveling with the basketball. I believe that was Oggs fell down.
Beckert
fell down and turned it over. Johnson Brock gets the ball back. 6:09 to go in the first half. 32-5, total domination by Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler, right wing. Top of the key comes to Sloan Pelican on the near side on the elbow. Across it goes to the right side. No look there. Back to Kaler. In traffic, looking for Behrens. Oggs gets the steal. Blue Oggs, 5'11 junior, comes up with the steal. He'll push it down court. In a hurry now, baseline left side. That's Beckert. Beckert comes out top with it to Tesarik. Tesarik got tied up. Ball was knocked away. Then Tesarik got his dribble back. Oh, now tried to put it to the baseline. Saved from going out of bounds. Ball is loose on the floor. And somehow dribbling out of there with it is Kaysen Dollinghouse. I think Leighton Behrens actually picked the ball up and flipped it to him. In the forecourt, Brody Kaler. I think I'd come out and cover Mr. Kaler. He's already hit 4 threes. Now Pelican is going to get tied up in the paint. He'll be fouled. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Knights.
Foul is on Trevor Tesarik, his first personal first team foul for the Knights.
Not yet a shooting foul, obviously. Folks that aren't familiar, they changed the rule this year. You get 5 team fouls per quarter, and then they reset. On the fifth, you shoot 2 free throws. There's no longer a 1-1. Sloan Pelican will inbound it. He'll stand on the baseline to the left side of his own backboard here at the north end of the gym at Lord Central Catholic. He lobs a pass in to Kaysen Dollinghouse, who comes to the near side to Van Winkle with the ball. Van Winkle over to the right side. Dollinghouse, shot is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse, he's got 3 three-pointers, and that is 9 three-pointers already in the ballgame. Timeout's going to be taken by Lourdes. 4:59 to play first half. It's 35-5. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Lord Central Catholic Gymnasium here in Nebraska City. 4:59 to play in the first half, second quarter. Our score, listen carefully, Johnson Brock 35 and Lourdes 5. 35-5. The Eagles have come out here red hot. They've hit 9 three-pointers already in this ball game and put 35 points up on the board. All right, Knights with the basketball. They inbound the pass to Beckard. Underneath on the baseline, left side with it is Snitzer. Snitzer can't get a look at it. Finds Honeysuckle with the pass. Back to Snitzer on the near side. That's Beckard with the ball now. Brody Snitzer, a cross-court pass. Honeysuckle looking for the cutter inside the paint. They just can't do anything against this Johnson Brock defense. Here's a turnaround. Try for a shot that's up. Doesn't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. And at the line will be Gabriel Boxup. Boxer will be shooting two shots.
Fouls on Leighton Barron's, his second personal, third team foul for Johnson Brock.
So at the free throw line is Boxer. The first one is up and off. No good. He'll get another attempt here. 4:31 to go in the first half. 35-5, Johnson Brock. Second shot is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound taken down by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse very casually brings the ball across the timeline to the near side to Kaysen Dollinghouse. They play catch with it. Now Chase Van Winkle feeds a Sloan Collican in the corner. Van Winkle penetrates to the near side. Kaysen Dollinghouse for three. Got it. They are red hot tonight.
That's 10, ain't it?
10 three-pointers, and we still have 4:05 to go in the first half. 10 three-pointers in 12 minutes of basketball. How about that? All right, top of the circle. Becker feeds it in the paint. Shot is up and off. Won't go. Try for follow shot. Put back up and good by Nolan Becker. Becker got it to drop. He's got 4 points, and it's 38-7. The lead is 31. Here's Kaysen Dollinghouse into the corner. Sloan Pelican. Underneath, there's Camden Dollinghouse. Got the basket and the foul. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the assist. Camden Dollinghouse with the lay-in. Drew the foul. He'll be at the line.
Foul is on Sam Hebmeyer. It is his first personal and second team foul for Lord Central Catholic.
Garrison Bowie, Austin Meyer back on the floor now at the free throw line. Dollinghouse, free throw is up on the and one, and it's good. He completes a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Normally he just shoots a three, but
yeah,
this time he got 3 points the old way. 41-7, Johnson Brock on top. Brady Snitzer trying to find some offense here for the Knights. His pass to Beckard on the right side. Up top they come with it. Honeysuckle feeds it to the corner. Once again, Beckard. Here's a long two from the right side that doesn't go. A loose basketball. Chase down. Getting after it is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Goes around the defender. Kaysen goes up with the shot. Gets fouled. Knocked to the floor. We'll have Kaysen Dollinghouse at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is on Brady Schnitzer. His first personal 13 foul for Lords.
So at the free throw line, shooting two shots, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Got 8 points so far, a pair of trays and a deuce. This shot is short, hits the front of the rim. And the second shot coming.
Coach Dollinghouse got to like the way the Eagles have started, but he's not going to like the stats from the free throw line.
Kaysen Dollinghouse, second free throw attempt is up, and it wouldn't go over there. Just sat on the side of the rim and fell off to the right. Could not quite crawl over the lip and get down. Into the corner, baseline right side is Beckard. He can take the shot, Beckard. Finds Honeysuckle. Back again it comes to Beckard. Beckard guarded closely by Van Winkle in the man-to-man defense. Around the horn it goes to the left elbow. That's Brody Snitzer. Now tied up under their whistle. We may hit a foul called here on Johnson Brock. Most likely on Kaysen Dollinghouse.
It's on. Foul is on Kaysen Dollinghouse. His second personal and team fourth for Johnson Brock.
2:48 to go in the first half. 41-7. All right, they'll play it on the baseline under their own basket. Knights get it into the corner. Long shot from the corner, short. Rebound brought down by Chase Van Winkle. Van Winkle quickly into forecourt, flips it to the corner. Brody Kaler had an open look, didn't even take it. Now he will. Brody Kaler for three.
Got it. He's on fire.
Brody Kaler has 5 three-pointers.
16 points.
Here in the first half. Now on the right side, they feed it underneath the Honeysuckle. There's going to be a Up foul on the baseline as Honeysuckle tried to make a move to the basket.
Foul is on, I think it's on Garrison Bowie, his first personal, team fifth for Johnson Brock. So Bob Honeysuckle is going to shoot two for the Knights.
15 foul of the quarter. Honeysuckle is one out of two from the line here in this quarter. Here he'll be shooting two. The first one is up and off. Now one of three from the line. Back into the ball game for Lord Central Catholic is Trevor Tesarek. Tesarek is back onto the floor. Bob Honeysuckle ready for his second attempt. This one is up. It rims in and out. And therefore the rebound for Johnson Brock is Austin Meyer. Outlet pass down court. Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt off to the right side. Van Winkle back to Gravatt. He and Van Winkle play catch with it. Van Winkle into the corner. Brody Kaler for three. Sure, why not? Brody Kaler is putting on a clinic. He has, count him, is that six?
Is six. He's one away from tying the record.
Okay, 6 3-pointers here in the first half. Spin move underneath in the corner for the Knights. They lob it back to the baseline right side of the basket. Becker tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked. Fast break. Kaler comes to the left side. Van Winkle back to Kaler. Here it comes. And he missed one. How about that? Austin Meyer has the rebound. Meyer gets it out to Gravatt. Top of the key. Moving into the basket. Driving. Laying up and good. Laid it off the glass. Garrison Bowie with his first 2 points. I can't believe he missed one.
Oh, they just teed. They just gave technical.
Who got a technical?
Nolan Beckard.
Beckard got called for technical foul. Nolan Beckard.
I don't really know what happened. I mean, they were running down the other.
Well, when you don't see anything happen, it's usually something verbal.
I believe it was. He's running down the court and said something, I believe.
At the free throw line is going to be Brody Kaler.
Yep.
Free throw was up and good. Brody Kaler put that one down. Kaler now with 20 points in the ball game, 18 of those from the three-point variety. Second shot is up. It's good also. He's now 3 out of 4. Well, Brody Kaler hasn't had a bad first half. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, has 6 3-pointers, 21 points, 6 3-pointers for Brody Kaler. What do we got for total 3 points in the half? Can you add them up?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? I think it's 12.
12 three-pointers. Wow. All right. With the basketball on the left side of the lane, Johnson Brock. Jump shot in the lane, up and good by Garrison Bowie. Bowie with a couple of quick buckets here, and the junior has 4 points. We've got 105 to play here in the first half. Lord still looking to try and find some offense. I think Austin Meyer got a little too physical.
Foul is on Austin Meyer, his first personal, beyond the limit for Johnson Brock. So Gabriel Boxa will shoot two for the Knights.
Gabriel is 0 for 2 from the line tonight. Here he'll be shooting two. The first one is on the way up. And good. Got that one down. Makes our score 53-8 with 1 minute to play here in the first half. Gabriel Boxa, second free throw up and good. 53-9 the score. Johnson Brock has substituted freely here. Hayden Gravatt brings the ball up court. Gravatt gets it across the timeline, looking at a man-to-man defense here from Lord Central. Garrison Bowie. Bowie across court. Austin Meyer looks for the cutter. Van Winkle in the paint. Meyer comes over with it to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt gives it up top again to Van Winkle. Van Winkle, 34 seconds to go here in the first half. Van Winkle lobs it inside. Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt lobs under traffic. Underneath, Austin Meyer goes up with a shot. No foul.
No foul. And Robert Gravatt was out of bounds down here. They didn't see it. Except on the line. But
ball went out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Van Winkle to inbound it. Austin Meyer tries to go up with a shot. Gets knocked to the floor. And
same football season. Be a foul on Gabriel Boxa.
Okay.
Oh, what, they call it foul on Meyer?
That's what I was thinking.
How is that a foul on Meyer?
Okay, Austin Meyer picks up his second personal. Whatever he did, you can't do that.
Meyer got
okay,
tackled.
18 seconds to go here, 53-9. Johnson Brock with the lead in the first half, 12 seconds to go. handling it. Miles Poppleton tries to take it in. Meyer blocks it. Whistle, and Austin Meyer looks around like,
yeah,
they got me again, Coach.
That's his third.
That's his third personal. They all came here in the second quarter. That'll send to the line Miles Poppleton. Miles has not scored yet tonight. 7.4 seconds to go here, 53-9. Poppleton's first free throw is up and good. Miles Poppleton is the leading scorer on this team. He averages 7.8 points per ball game, and that's his first point of the evening. Miles Poppleton, second free throw is up. It's good also. He hit them both. Makes the score 53-11. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Hayden Gravatt down court. Austin Meyer for three. Doesn't get it. Got it hit pretty well, but no foul. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading. The Lord Central Catholic Knights, our halftime score, Johnson Brock 53, Lord Central Catholic 11. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring recap. That's coming up, brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Halftime show coming up in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half number.
Our halftime score, 53-11. Johnson Brock on top. First for the Knights. They're led at the half by Nolan Beckard with 4 points. Miles Poppleton has two. Gabriel Boxer with two. 2 points for Henry Bommert. And Bob Honeysuckle added one for their total of 11. From the free throw line, 7 out of 11 from the charity stripe. Just 2 field goals in that whole first half. A pair of twos by Nolan Beckard. 11 points on the board for Lord Central. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 2 players in double figures at halftime, led by Brody Kaler. He has 21 points, including 6 three-pointers and 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Camden Dollinghouse has 17 at halftime. He has 4 three-pointers, a pair of deuces, and 4 of 6 on the line for his total of 17. Casey Dollinghouse playing on that bad wheel. He's got 8 points. 4 points for Garrison Bowie, and Sloan Pelican added a 3 for their total of 53 points. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 7 out of 12 from the line. They had 5 twos and 12 trays in the first half of the ball game, and they lead it 53-11.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, you're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at islandcc.edu.
All right, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout here, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we're back with third-quarter action. Don't go away. Lots more basketball coming up right here on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 24. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times with fog and spots early tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 38. Lows level off around 21. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. A dusting of snow Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime here at Nebraska City. City Lord Central High School. Our halftime score, Johnson Brock 53 and Lord Central 11. 53-11, you heard that right. A dominating performance by the 8-0 Johnson Brock Eagles. A first half, if you were listening to our scoring recap, a first half that featured 12 three-pointers, six of those courtesy of Brody Kaler. I don't know, Dalton, did you say maybe we're on the verge of some kind of a school record here?
Brody is 1-3 away from tying the school record of threes at Johnson. It's held by him and two or three other guys, so see if he can break that record.
All right, well, 53-11, that's our halftime score. We're set to move into third quarter action, and here to describe it for you once again is Dalton Knippelmeyer.
Fresh 8 minutes on the clock here at the start of the second half and third quarter, 53-11. Your score, Eagles with the ball out of halftime. Cason Dollinghouse dribbles it around the horn on the right side, hands off to Pelican. Now Camden Dollinghouse driving. Cason in the right corner. Dumps down to Behrens. Behrens through the hands of Behrens, out of bounds, and possession back to the Knights.
Looks to me like Lucas Dollinghouse may be going to use this opportunity to work on running the offense here.
Knights with possession of the ball again. Poppleton at the top, now to Zarek on the right wing. Schnitzer from the top of the key gets a screen from Boxa. Now Schnitzer tries to dump it down to Boxa, knocked away by Behrens. Nice defense there from Leighton Behrens. And Knights will have possession back on the sideline to inbound it. We now have running clock in the third quarter. Tazard tries to inbound it and gets knocked away by Camden Dollinghouse. And Knights will retain the possession. Tazard will inbound it again. Looks to get it into Schnitzer. Now gets it into Poppleton. Poppleton dumped down to Boxa on the right side. Almost gets it stolen by Pelican. Boxa with a no good. And foul is going to be called on Boxa. Ball will go the other way.
I think the biggest suspense we've got right now is deciding McDonald's or Arby's.
Eagles back with possession. 6.5 left in the third quarter. 53-11 the score. Cason Dollinghouse on the right side now to Sloan Pelican at the top. Camden Dollinghouse on the right wing. Pelican in the corner. Pelican gives it to Kaler. Kaler guarded by Poppleton. Now Camden Dollinghouse will drive to on the right baseline. Puts up a layup. No good. It is good, excuse me, but he's going to get called for traveling. So turns the ball over back to the Knights. 6 minutes remaining in the third. 53-11. Still your score. Schnitzer up top to Poppleton on the left side. Now Beckard in the left corner. Schnitzer will try from three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Kaler pulls down the rebound, has it knocked away. Cason Dollinghouse corrals it. Gets the pass up. Pelican. Pelican drives left with the reverse layup. Nice layup there. The reverse from Sloan Pelican.
Sloan Pelican caught the ball in the left corner, took it under from left to right, did a little reverse layup. That was slick as the dickens.
Now to Zark on the right side for the Knights. Beckard on the left side. Poppleton in the corner. Poppleton holds the ball, dribbles right around the horn. Now has it hooked away by Pelican. Boxa has it, though, for the Knights. Beckard drives left. Up off the glass. Shot is good for Nolan Beckard for his first field goal of the second half. 6 points for Beckard in the contest. Eagles back the other way. Kaler with the ball. Now to Camden Dollinghouse up top. Hands to his brother, Cason. Cason trapped in the paint. Leighton Behrens with the ball down low. Turnaround shot off the rim. No good. Touched about every part of the rim for Leighton Behrens. Now Schnitzer the other way for the Knights. Poppleton looks to drive. And foul is going to be called on the Eagles.
Poppleton ended up on the floor. I'm not sure who put him there. We'll find out here in a minute. Brody, maybe? Now Brody Kaler picks up his first personal, team foul number one of the quarter.
Tazark will inbound it from the baseline for the Knights to Schnitzer in the opposite corner. Three from the left corner is no good. Tazark with the rebound. Putback shot is good for Trevor Tazark. His first field goal of the ball game. First points for him. 55-15 your score, 4:10 remaining in the third. Eagles the other way, Pelican up top with it. Camden Dollinghouse will try from three, off the front iron, no good. Pelican with the rebound. Now Kaler for three, he can't connect. Boxa comes down with the rebound. Schnitzer the other way for the Knights, racing down the floor. Now gives it to Boxa up top. Beckard on the left wing, looks to drive. Floater up and good for Nolan Beckard. And that is his eighth point of the ball game.
You get the feeling Johnson Brock got the end with the lid on it this half?
Yeah. Came to Nollinghouse the other way for Johnson Brock. Barron's on the right wing. He throws it up to Case Nollinghouse on the left side. Kaler thought about the three. Won't take it. Now Pelican at the top of the arc. Came to Nollinghouse on the right side. Looks to get it inside to his brother Kaysen. Nollinghouse drives. Foul will be called.
Pretty sure this is going to go on Beckard.
Yeah, it will.
Beckard's second personal team foul, number two of the quarter on the Knights.
Subs in here to the game. In for the Knights is Bob Honeysuckle and Sage McLaren. Trevor DeZark and Miles Poppleton sub out. Came to Nollinghouse, inbounds it to Kaler up top. Now Kaysen Nollinghouse in the left corner. Nollinghouse drives. Now kicks it to Camden on the left. Nollinghouse puts up a shot. No good. Block is called. And Nollinghouse will go to the line to shoot two.
Quite a collision down there on the baseline. Getting the worst end of that was Nolan Beckard. Beckard picks up his third personal team foul, number three.
Timeout on the floor called by Johnson Brock. They lead the Knights 55-17, 2.5 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair was to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and was to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Camden Nollinghouse, first shot is up. He got it. Nollinghouse now with 18 points. Second shot coming up.
Second shot is on the way. Rolls off the rim. No good for Camden Nollinghouse. 2:25 remaining in the third quarter. 56-17 your score. Eagles over Knights. Honeysuckle with it at the top over to McLaren on the left side. Now Honeysuckle back up top. Augs on the right wing. Augs takes some dribbles left. Now gives it to Schnitzer. Now to McLaren on the left side. Augs at the top of the key. Honeysuckle to the right. Schnitzer in the right corner. Dumps it down to Augs inside. Augs can't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds. Turned back over to the Eagles.
Now, Johnson Brock has only scored 3 points here in 6 minutes. But in all fairness, Lucas Dollinghouse has called off the dogs here.
Yeah.
They're just running... running clock out here. They're not really going aggressively.
Quarter's gone fast.
Yeah.
Got a minute 40 remaining in the quarter. 56-17 your score. Hayden Gravatt on the right side. Inside to Robert Gravatt. He kicks it out to Bowie. Garrison Bowie for three off the iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by Schnitzer for the Knights. Schnitzer racing down the floor, going the other way. Picked up by Chase Van Winkle. Schnitzer hands off to Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle over to Augs on the left side. Now McLaren. McLaren stands with the ball, takes some dribbles right. Now to Schnitzer on the right side. Now Honeysuckle guarded by Robert Gravatt. Honeysuckle to Schnitzer up top. Schnitzer takes some dribbles right, slows down the offense for the Knights and sets it up. Schnitzer gives it to Honeysuckle on the right side. Now McLaren in the right corner. Gets a screen from Honeysuckle. McLaren out of Boxa up top. Augs on the left side gets a screen from Boxa. Now Augs looks to drive, puts up a shot. Up, no good. Foul will be called on Austin Meyer. And Blue Augs is going to shoot two shots.
On Austin Meyer, that's his fourth personal, second team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. Blue Augs at the line.
Augs' first free throw on the way is good for Blue Augs. His first points of the ball game.
Miles Poppleton back onto the floor. Henry Bomber checks back in now for the Knights.
Rowan Benham in for the Eagles. Augs' second free throw on the way rolls in for Blue Augs. 2-2 from the free throw line. They're back going the other way. Puts up a prayer, and it's just short for the Eagles. Johnson Brock leads Lord Central Catholic 56-19 at the end of the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Central Catholic with the basketball. Here's Blue Logs driving the baseline right side of the bucket. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Sloan Pelican. Pelican picks up his first personal of the night. First team foul of the quarter on Johnson Brock. 7:30 to go here. Running clock in the fourth quarter. 56-19. Johnson Brock on top. Lords basketball. They inbound it. Blue Hawks has the ball in the corner on the right side of the basket. Looking for Poppleton. Gives to Miles Poppleton. He's in traffic. Triple team on the baseline. Poppleton has to kick it back to the top of the key. Back out to Tesarik, and he'll back it out near the midcourt circle. Tesarik dribbles between the rings. Back to Blue Hawks on the right elbow. Hawks can't get a look at it. Up top to Tesarik. Tesarik comes to the near side, looking for McLaurin. Back to Blue Hawks. In traffic, no shot there. Now Tesarik at the free throw line, can't get inside the paint. This Johnson Brock defense just impenetrable here. They can't get in. Hawks, oh, look at this. Hawks looked like he was going up with a shot. Instead, he threw a couple of forearms at Camden Dollinghouse. Hate to see that. I don't want to see things degrade to that here. In a 56-19 ball game.
Foul is on Camden Dollinghouse, second personal, second team for Johnson Brock.
All right, inbound the pass. It comes in to McLaurin. McLaurin up to Blue Hawks. Hawks chases it back to midcourt. I just don't want to see something like that happen this late in the ball game. Hawks was not shooting the ball at all. He was throwing the forearm up. Here's a pass goes underneath. They're looking another for Henry Bommert. Bommert tries to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled, and Henry Bommert will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul is again on Camden Dollinghouse. That's third personal, 13 for Johnson Brock.
So at the free throw line, shooting two shots, Henry Bommert. The first one is up and good. He got it. Henry is now 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe tonight. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. 5:40, the clock continues to run. We've got a running clock here. Second free throw is on the way, and it's off no good, and the rebound comes down to Brody Kaler. Kaler down court needs one more to tie the school record that he already holds with others, right? All right, in the corner right side, there's a long three from the corner up and good, and that was Kaysen Dollinghouse. He's in double figures now, and that's 13 three-pointers in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Kaysen Dollinghouse with 11 points now in the ballgame, 5:09 to go. Here comes the Lords Knights trying to set it up. There's a steal by Brody Kaler. Kaler backs up. Yeah, he wants to know. I thought he was going to shoot a three. Feeds it to Dollinghouse, and Kaysen, with that bad ankle, maybe a little stutter step down there, travels with the ball, and they'll turn it back over. Five new ball players on the floor here. I think they're getting back to some starters. Beckert is back out there. Box is back on the floor. Sam Ebmeyer is on the floor for the Knights, along with Beckert. Into forecourt. Snitzer up to Beckert. Ebmeyer. Sam Ebmeyer, a sophomore, handles the ball. Again, Beckert. Right wing, Snitzer. They just hold the ball out at the top with a running clock. Snitzer dribbles between the rings. Kicks to Ebmeyer. Around the horn, it comes out of the near side to Beckert. Beckert looks inside. Ball tipped away. Honeysuckle couldn't handle it. It was loose. Here's a shot that's up and off, no good. Great job on the rebound by Hayden Gravatt, the sophomore. Gravatt's going to push the ball down the court. Gravatt feeds into the corner, baseline left side. Went down to Garrison Bowie with the pass. Now Austin Meyer feeds inside. Driving is Van Winkle. Oh, Van Winkle handed the ball off to Gravatt. Gravatt got blocked into next week down there. He go up with a shot on the baseline. And they got a hand up and swatted that one back. 3:39 to go in the ball game with a running clock. It's 59-20. There's a lob pass into Meyer. Turnaround shot, Meyer. Oh, couldn't get it. Follow shot put back and good by Robert Gravatt. Gravatt with his first 2 points of the ball game. And it's 61-20. Here come the Knights working against Van Winkle. A whistle and a foul on the baseline. I think they're going to get Van Winkle for this one.
Yeah, foul is on Chase Van Winkle, his second personal, and team fourth for Johnson Brock.
Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up. We'll share all the numbers here with you. 3 minutes to play in this one. Bob Bass comes into the top of the key, around the horn to the near side. Nolan Beckert. Beckert goes to Bob Honeysuckle with the pass. Honeysuckle finds Ebmeyer. Underneath the basket, Boxa, no place to go. Beckert in the paint, little shot up and off, doesn't go, but Nolan Beckert is going to get fouled. That is the fifth team foul. He was shooting anyway, so he'll be shooting two shots here.
Foul is on Robert Gravatt. It is his first personal and 15 for Johnson Brock.
At the free throw line, Nolan Beckert, free throw is up and good. Beckert now has 9 points. He has a chance to get into double figures here. If he can hit this one, he's the leading scorer, obviously, for Lord Central. They have 21 points as a team. Beckert taking aim for his second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good also. He's in double figures with 10 now. And it's 61-22, our score. Under 2 minutes to play in this contest, a minute 50 on the clock. Johnson Brock with the basketball, trying to set something up here. Bowie, here's a three from the corner, put up by Meyer that doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Knights. All the way, wants to go coast to coast, and traveling with the basketball is Beckert, and then he goes over and pounds the baseline pad. That sort of thing can sometimes bring out a whistle, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially after you travel worldwide like that.
Help me out here. I've got players in the
We got Gage Rasmussen, Grady Barron's in, Rowan Benham, and Chris Melvin in for the Eagles.
Okay, a minute 12 to go in the basketball game. Chris Melvin feeds it up top to Gravatt. Right side it comes to Rowan Benham. He feeds into traffic. There's a little jump shot from the right corner that's up and off no good. The rebound comes down to Ben Chance. Chance with the outlet pass. Into fourth quarter with 53 seconds to play in a 61-22 ball game. Around the horn it comes to Ben Chance to the near side. Jaeger Haig with the ball. No place to go toward the basket. A fall away shot up and off. No good. Rebound Grady Barron's. Grady Barron's with 35 seconds to play. Takes it underneath to the basket. Shot is up. That won't go. By Rowan Benham. Ball was blocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. 27 seconds to go. A running clock. Eagles will inbound it on the baseline left side under their own basket. They lob it up top. Dribbling at the top of the key. Back to the left elbow. Grady Barron's holds the ball with 12 seconds. Who's 33 here?
Gage Rasmussen.
Okay, Rasmussen. That's Gage. Okay. Chris Melvin. Melvin. Again, gives it to the top to Robert Gravatt, and they'll just let it dribble out. There's your ball game, your final score. Johnson Brock, 61, and Lord Central Catholic, 22. 61-22 is your final here in the Boys of Varsity Contest. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a post-game scoring recap. That's coming up, high school basketball, here on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Taj on Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
Well, thank you, Dalton. A complete dominating performance tonight by Johnson Brock. They get the win 61-22 over Lord Central Catholic. Let's look at the individual numbers. For the Knights, leading the way was Nolan Beckert. He finished in double figures with 10 points. Blue Hogs had 2. Miles Poppleton with 2. Gabriel Boxa had 2. 2 points for Trevor Tesarik and a single point for Bob Honeysuckle. That adds up to 22 points for the Lord's Knights. In the second half, they went 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, ended up 12 out of 17 from the free throw line, only scored a total of 10 points on 5 twos from the field all night long for their total of 22. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, well, what a show. Of course, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse called off the Dogs here in the second half. He was leading 53-11 at halftime, and Johnson Brock put up just 8 more additional points in the second half. Leading the scoring was Brody Kaler with 21 points, all of those in the first half. He had 6 three-pointers and went 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for his total of 21. Camden Dollinghouse, a big night tonight. He had 18 points, 17 of those in the first half, including 3 threes. Also in double figures was Kaysen Dollinghouse. He finished with 11 points and had 3 threes. 5 points tonight for Sloan Pelican. He had a 3 to add to that total. Adding 4 tonight was Garrison Bowie. And late in the ballgame here, Robert Gravatt got 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 61 points. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock went 8 out of 14 from the charity stripe. And again, 13 three-pointers in the ballgame tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles. So that's it. Your final score, 61-22, Johnson Brock defeating the Lord Central Catholic Knights.
This postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake Rotaja Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future. Let's protect it.
Don't forget, we'll have high school basketball coming up again this Friday night, January 5th. I'll be traveling to Odell, Nebraska with the Sacred Heart Irish. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader. Sacred Heart taking on the Diller Odell Griffins. That game will be right here on Sunny 101.3. In the game earlier tonight, the Johnson Brock girls also with the win. The final in that one was 52-37. With that win, the Johnson Brock girls improved their record to 8-0. and 1. The Lord Central Lady Knights fall to 4 and 3. This win for Johnson Brock pushes their unbeaten record up to 9-0 now on the season, while the Lord's Knights fall to 1-6. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball for Dalton Knippelmeyer and for Tom Cates, our producer engineer back at the studios. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this one. It was the Johnson Brock boys 61, the Lord Central Knights 22. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Your friends at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, work, and in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also, keep a full tank of gas.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.